Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God recorded by the Apostle Paul in his second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 12, to chapter 4, verse 2. Therefore, since we have such a hope, we are very bold. We are not like Moses, who had put a veil over his face to keep the Israelites from gazing at it while the radiance was fading away. But their minds were made dull, for to this day the same veil remains when the old covenant is read. It has not been removed, because only in Christ is it taken away. Even to this day when Moses is read, a veil covers their hearts. But whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we, who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory, are being transformed into His likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the Word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. What makes a person bold? A husband and wife can go to the bank to secure a mortgage for purchasing their first home because their credit score is top-notch. An athlete can go into the big game with boldness because he has put in hours of training, practice, and preparation. A young, aspiring business professional walks into his interview with boldness because he has a shiny new degree from a prestigious university. But what makes us bold as Christians? When we look at what God's law has to say, we have no right to be bold because it shows us that we are sinners who deserve God's judgment and punishment. Surely a sinful human being cannot be bold before a holy God. Our boldness does not come from God's law, but from the gospel. God's gospel tells us that our sins are forgiven in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus our Savior. The Bible says, "For Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God." Through that message, the Holy Spirit works saving faith in our hearts, and thus sets us free from the curse of sin. So we can be bold, not because of what we have done or can do, but because of what Jesus has done for us. That freedom and hope also makes us bold to share the wonderful news of the gospel with others, just as Paul did. We dare not change it or speak falsely about it. We set forth the truths of God's law and gospel plainly, because the gospel is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. So be bold. Know that in Jesus your sins are forgiven, and through faith in Him you are made a dear child of your Heavenly Father. Then share that gospel message boldly, that others may hear it and be saved. Be bold in the gospel. Lord Jesus, in You and Your work of salvation alone do I have freedom from sin and the hope of eternal life. Strengthen my faith in You and make me bold to serve You with my life. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.